If we read the whole chapter 24 of the Gospel of Luke, from which today's passage was taken, we would notice a whirlwind, as it were, of appearances of the Lord Jesus that all took place, actually, on the very first Easter Sunday, including the account of the ascension to which we've just listened. And then we would have wondered how it was that St. Luke, then in his second book, from which we also heard today in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, indicates that the ascension did not occur until 40 days after the resurrection. And then we might remember that in the Gospel of John, it is clear that the resurrection appearances also happened over a longer period of time. As we recall, Jesus' appearance to Thomas happened the Sunday after Easter Sunday. And now we might wonder why the New Testament seems inconsistent on the matter of when the ascension actually happened. However, that being said, we need to remember one important truth. From God's point of view, the ascension of the risen Christ after death is in the realm of timelessness. And of course, God's point of view is what's important for us. However, we might want to know just what was the point of the longer period of time between resurrection and ascension that we find in the Acts of the Apostles. It's fairly clear from reading the Acts of the Apostles that St. Luke is pointing out that Jesus was preparing his apostles to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. He says as much to the apostles just before he ascends in the first reading. Remember also that the ascension and the resurrection, and indeed the suffering and death of Jesus, all happened in the vicinity or right around Jerusalem. And then if you read along to the end of Luke's second book, the Acts of the Apostles, we find that this book comes to a close when St. Paul arrives in Rome. Why is that? Well, once the apostles got to Rome, they were, effectively speaking, at the ends of the earth, as it was known in those days, that is. The Romans had by this time conquered Spain. That was in 219 or 218 BC. And then they would be soon to invade England in 43 AD. In other words, the apostles certainly kept Jesus' command to preach the word in Jerusalem, Samaria, and indeed to the ends of the earth, because they brought the word to the seat of the far-flung Roman Empire. So during the 40 days after resurrection and before the ascension in the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus really was preparing his fledgling church. He was preparing his followers to carry out that mission of spreading the good news to the ends of the earth. And with the ascension of Jesus, we might say the apostles had graduated and now were being sent out on mission. But has the church already completed its work? If the church had already completed its work, we would be really ready for the second coming of the Lord. However, the church is still working, since there are still others who really have not heard the word in their hearts and believed. Further, the church herself, composed as she is of human beings like ourselves, has much to do concerning her own conversion to the way of Christ. So today the church is reflecting on the meaning of the ascension of the Lord. We are reminded that this is a celebration of the victory of the Lord Jesus over sin and death. His glorious ascension is really the logical completion of the resurrection. And so today's liturgy is really a victory celebration. And so it is, we sang out during the responsorial psalm today, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. As we in the church of today continue to spread the word about Jesus, yes, even to the ends of the earth, we realize that so often this is so difficult. It's difficult when we see people rejecting the message when they hear it. It's difficult when we see even new converts leaving the church or even failing to live up to their faith. It's difficult when we see any Catholic no longer practicing. Perhaps not all of these situations amount to an actual rejection of what Jesus came to offer and what we try to share with them. However, on occasions of rejection, we need to remember the words also found in St. Luke's Gospel and spoken by Jesus himself. As for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. In other words, don't let it cling to you, this rejection. Let it go. As Jesus sent off his disciples to preach the good news that Ascension Day, undoubtedly, Jesus wanted them to remember of all he told them, even about how to approach their ministry. Ascension Day reminds the church of the present day, that despite the struggles and failures, the victory of Christ is ultimately assured. We need to remember that everyone is called to share that victory. It's always up to us if we want to say yes to the victory. As we today celebrate the Feast of Ascension, let not our hearts be sad. We need to remember the words of God's messenger to the men of Galilee. Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up in the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going up to heaven. Now let us turn to page 10 in the book so we may pray together our profession of faith using the Apostles' Creed. Page 10. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Let us approach our Heavenly Father with not fear, but trust as we lay before him this evening these are prayers of petition.